Ed Wertheim, the supervisor of the town of Smithtown, that's coming up in the next hour. First, so the schools, the aid, and everything else. A couple of options thrown out there regarding the state's budget from Governor Cuomo. Here to discuss is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association. His name is Robert Schneider. We welcome him. Bob, how are you? Very belated. Happy New Year to you. As we kind of analyze all that is happening, sir, how are you?
I'm very well, Jay. Happy New Year to you. And a cruise doesn't sound too bad, even though I know you had a bad experience these days. But we'll get there eventually.
Well, you know what? I have some time to think about it, so maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe we could change the governor's mind regarding how we divvy out some funds here. I can't figure this one out. But, you know, a lot will depend, I guess, on what is actually in play from Washington as far as a final number here. And that could equate to, you know, as far as Long Island, especially as far as how they get some funding themselves for education. Give me an assessment overall. It's kind of a head scratcher, in my opinion, a little.
It is unusual, and of course, we're in these unusual times. I know last year when we started these conversations, the speculation that it was a vaccine was going to be ready not in 3 years. Now we've already got them in the market, and they're being distributed, so that's good news. So it is unusual from the budget standpoint in the sense that the governor had to go in with the worst-case scenario and the best-case scenario, and the governor has pinned the fate of public education and the state as a whole on an additional $15 billion in federal funding, and most notably funding for state and local government. But he's gone in with this budget presentation at the worst case, where he factors in $6 billion in federal assistance on hopefully this next stimulus package. Obviously, we were very happy to get the second stimulus package, the Coronavirus Response Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act, known as CRESA, that provided approximately $4 billion to support schools in New York State. But the governor in his budget is actually using some of that into the next year to offset aid reductions. And we're a little concerned about that because we're filling gaps and what happens down the road a few years out when the stimulus package money doesn't really have any effect or is coming our way.
Yeah. You know, what really gets me at the top of my list here is I just wish people would see this in perspective as far as the ratio is concerned. When I say that, when you look at the island, Bob, and I believe the island represents 17% of the students in this state. So in essence, you know, the island should be getting a pretty good chunk as far as some of the other regions in the state, but I don't see it this way. And I'm just wondering, you know, when you look at the overall funding blueprint, it is completely unbalanced based on that as far as this region and other parts of New York State. I still can't figure that out.
Right. What we see in the island is the total aid increase as of now. The governor's proposed budget is 1.15%, which obviously, if you total that, put that against 7%, it's not up to that 18% you mentioned. And there are certain factors how state aid is calculated based on prior year expenses. We do know that there is a local district funding adjustment. That's where the backfill from the federal government comes in to support the reductions in state aid. But then some of the calculations are based on prior year expenses. For instance, transportation, the expenses were lower. It's a very complex formula. I can just say from our standpoint, the New York State School Boards Associations are going to advocate for additional federal funding for both the state and its schools, and we're going to advocate for more state funding.
Yeah, it has to be. What about, and then listen, I understand the SALT cap has to be in play here. Yes. You know, that plays a very big part as far as the removal of the SALT cap on the state and local tax deductibility. And we know that has hurt so many people who support, you know, the school districts as well as the affiliation with that, with the property tax payment. So that also is a very big part of this equation, Bob.
Yes, we're very pleased to see that the governor in his budget proposal said he is working with the government, the federal government, to get the SALT tax repealed. I know that was a painful item for New York State, especially Long Island. It is a double taxation move. It does impact, you know, school districts long term. People might not want to move into a district with the SALT tax implications where they don't get to itemize. They're getting double taxed. because of this salt cap, which was in place 4 years ago. So we're hoping that does get repealed for a lot of reasons. It's not helpful for New York, and we're very, very positive on that one as far as the governor's budget proposal.
No question. Bob Schneider with us, executive director of the New York State School Boards Association. Give the audience an idea where we're at with testing right now. We've seen some pieces regarding people who would like to do away with Regents and everything else. Where are we at right now on the playing field?
Well, the New York State United Teachers Union has called for the state to seek a waiver in 2021 for the grade 3-8 English language arts and math tests, the 3-8 assessments. And these tests are required by the federal Every Student Succeeds Act. So they're looking for the waiver there. We know that the Regents were canceled, last year, right for January. And then we don't know yet. Regents are on now. They haven't been canceled, but we'll have to keep an eye on that. Overall, hopefully the waiver occurs. And, we as a membership organization, we approved a resolution with our business meeting delegation supporting an overhaul of the current inadequate testing system to more accurately measure achievement and skills, knowledge, and abilities. And as you know, one of the reasons they're pushing for these waiver of the assessments and not have them is basically because they're talking about the learning loss, which you and I have discussed over the past year because of this pandemic, going from in-person education to online, fully remote, and now hybrid. NYSET is saying it really doesn't make sense to do these right now because it's not a fair assessment. We've got to get some students back up to speed before we do that.
No question. I was noticing in his plan, the governor's, one change proposed in years past, I know it was rejected by many. It would be about the consolidation. What is it, 11 or so existing aid programs that would include support for bus transportation, regional BOCES training. And I guess, they're looking at it as far as the consolidation into a single block grant there. And I know a lot of people oppose this type of approach on the grounds it could curb, I guess, a major source of funding in the region. What about the aspect of that going into play?
Well, that's one of the things we don't like in the governor's proposal. And just using this budget as an example, if we did the consolidation, it would also include a reduction of $393 million, and that would be offset by the federal restoration money from stimulus. And we really don't like that in the sense that he's saying it's a more progressive type of funding, but there are concerns rolling all these aid categories into one block grant. It's unpredictable. It will lead to a comparative reduction in school aid for most districts beyond 2021-22. In particular, this could negatively impact districts that share services through BOCES, experience increases in transportation costs, and those that see significant growth in charter school cost enrollment. So it's very unpredictable. I was at a school board meeting last night, and their business official gave a presentation, and they're concerned, and it's a high-need district. They're concerned about transportation aid getting rolled into that, as an example. They're not sure what that number will be, and they had a high state aid ratio. So even a high-need district is not interested in this from the perspective that it's really it's unpredictable. And once again, it's one of those items where there's a filling of the gap with federal stimulus money, which we don't know will happen in the out years as far as state aid and are we going to get any stimulus in the future. We're not sure what the economic future of the state holds. So we would prefer not to have any of those services, aid block grants, keep the categories as is.
And another one, it's not gotten a lot of play, but, it sticks out like a sore thumb is this STAR program, because Cuomo said he would cut over $90 million from the statewide for this program. Yeah, and, of course, we know the program, how it serves. It serves to curb growth in the line of property taxes. And, again, it's largely designed to help a lot of homeowners in the suburbs. And when you look at this thing, when you look at it objectively, taxes should be cut for everybody because, you think about all during this pandemic, they didn't get all the service. A lot of people didn't get all the services that you usually pay for. Schools were shut down. Teachers were not in the classrooms, Zooms and everything else. Long periods of time here, you could certainly make the case regarding that whole deal, yet, you're cutting $91.5 million statewide from this program, and that is a sticking point for many, including me.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately, STAR obviously is an offset that the state covers. It's not really an aid to the school district. I see in Long Island year runs $30 million in a STAR payment reduction. So, that's another item that we're working on changes for. But right now it is as it is, and we'll continue to advocate to try and change that program.
So, Bob, it really comes down to this, and that's why he put out two options here. It really kind of depends on how the federal government, how much aid New York State can actually get from the government at this point in time. And that's really what it all hinges on here, because until we know that, we don't know exactly the number as far as our schools and what they're going to get. So everything hinges on the help right now from Washington.
Yes, and it does. And that's unfortunate because, obviously, as I said before, you know, you're basically filling the gap with federal stimulus money, and there should be stimulus money coming. We saw President Biden make the $1.9 trillion presentation, which he'll be working with Congress to hopefully get that passed in one way, shape, or form, an amount. But we really have to attend to the fact that our schools need the state aid support also. We know the economic situation is bad, but we can't rely on the federal government moving forward with the stimulus relief all the time. The state aid has to be paid to the school districts, so we know that all of our students are getting the proper education they need to be future contributors to our overall system. So it is a concern. We do see potentially a cliff a couple years out, if you will, if the economy doesn't rebound and state aid. Now we have reductions in state aid moving forward without a federal stimulus package in the future. I hope the economy does improve, and I know the governor laid it out in his State of the State, his plan for green technologies and, reinvigorating the arts, the important economic engines of this state now and in the future, and we're all for that type of those type of things. But we are concerned that the reliance on the federal stimulus long-term is not going to help our students in the school districts.
Questionable Q&A and things. Tough times right now, but we await, and we will certainly analyze again once we get final figures.
Absolutely.
And Robert Schneider. Yep, Robert Schneider, the fine executive director of the New York State School Boards Association. Robert, well, we thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon when we get some finality to this all, hopefully.
Yes, Jay, I look forward to it. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk soon for sure.
You got it. And folks, you know, here's the biggest beef for me. When you have a makeup of the Long Island region, 17% of the students in this state come from Long Island, and you're not getting your fair share. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to, okay? And now you're receiving 1.15%, that's up from the previous year, and I understand that. You know, previous year was about $3.865 billion. That would put you at $3.909 billion. That's all well and good. And 50 local districts would lose aid under this plan. I understand that. But in contrast, you're getting to see here double-digit percent raises proposed for some urban school systems. New York City slated for a 13% hike. Rochester for a little over 12%. Buffalo, as I told you earlier, about 10.25%. And again, the island makes up a lot. And therefore, we need more money here based on the numbers. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And you want the island to get their fair share. They're not getting their fair share under this plan. And it's perplexing to me.